When you hit that three, to go up 49-42, you guys were in good shape. You had a nice groove going. They then responded right away with a 14-2 run. They did it with some of their reserves on the floor, too. What went wrong in that stretch for you guys?
We didn't take care of the ball. We took a couple of quick shots. We weren't complacent or comfortable with our 7-point lead, but we didn't stick to what got us there. We rushed a couple of shots. We had momentum and everything, so we rushed a couple. Couple passes got a little errant, and they capitalized on every single one of those. They had 21 points off turnovers, and a lot of those came in that stretch where they went on that 14-2 run. So you have to understand that when you play Duke, if they hit a three or if they get some momentum going their way, they're a team that goes on spurts. They feed off each other's three-point shots, and they did a good job of getting to the line. So that's the biggest issue that we had in the middle of that second half, was allowing them to get the break going and spot up for open threes.
When they're in one of those stretches, is it mental for you, for being on the opposing team? Is it kind of mental for you guys, with knowing that they're in one of those little stretches?
Well, I mean, you try to do things to take them out of that rhythm. One thing that we struggled with when they started doubling us in the backcourt, we couldn't get in our natural progression of our offense. We'd have to throw it to the big man, and then we were kind of out of sync in that regard. So that was a good adjustment that they made. But it is a little bit mental. You got to try to get a good shot and take your time and have a good possession. But their defense was, they kept switching the defense, and that helped keep us out of that rhythm.
How difficult was it to lose both games this year against Duke when you had them on the horns there?
It was extremely difficult. I don't even know what else to say about that. It was very difficult. We thought we had opportunities in both different games. It's not okay to just hang with the team. We're not in it for that. We expect to win this game on our home floor. We did a lot of things that put us in position, and they made a run, and we didn't necessarily respond. And they got to the free throw line 20-some times. We only shot 13. So there's some things that we could have cleaned up, but it was a battle, and they made more shots down the stretch.
Marcus, it looked like you and Justice Winslow kind of exchanged maybe some glances. He backed you down on that layup, and then you hit the three and looked at him, and he basically kicked Jackson. Do you remember that sequence?
That's just part of the rivalry. Your emotions are so high. The intensity of the game is so high. He scored a basket. He had some words for me. I scored a basket. I had some words for him. That's just going to happen in a Duke Carolina game. And it didn't necessarily take either one of us out of our games or anything, but it's just part of what makes this rivalry special. These guys are so competitive, and they're so into it for the team. Sometimes words go back and forth.
Were the second half struggles tonight kind of comparable to some of the other second half issues you guys have had, like at Louisville or second half against State, last 4 months against Duke? Is that a fair comparison?
In some regards. I don't think the Louisville game is a good comparison, because that was just kind of us almost completely melting down. This game was more of Duke kind of grinding their way back into it with their defense, and us turning the ball over. Louisville, they just got every second chance opportunity. Montrezl Harrell was a beast on the backboard. Here, we just didn't quite get our offense flowing the way it was. That got us up seven, and that allowed them to get play advantage basketball in the offensive end. When our defense was set, we were pretty good tonight, with the exception of a couple ball screens on Tyus Jones. But when they went on that run, we were in transition defense almost the whole time, trying to match up and find shooters, and that's when they're really good. So that was what killed us.